Do you know what, did you see many plows when you were growing up? Did people do plowing a lot?
Oh, yes.
Okay. What, do you remember the names of the plows? Were there different names for plows back then that you had on the farm?
Just plow.
Okay. Was there just a single blade, or were there a couple, or how
they
that
had a single, and mm-hmm. yeah, mostly single.
Okay. Did you use scrapers, too? Do you remember scrapers at all?
Scrapers.
Yeah.
Well, the old way of doing beets,
mm-hmm.
the Mexicans would come out and top the beets and put them in a wide place in the row, in a rows, and they'd make these rows with a scraper.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd drive up alongside them with a wagon and put the beets in the wagon.
Did you also use a harrow when you were young?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Was that... That just tears up
had
the dirt.
Had teeth in it and scraped up the ground a little bit.
Okay. Does that, like, break up the dirt, I guess?
Okay. Be like a rake.
Okay, whereas a plow digs into it, a harrow grinds it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you, did they do much sheep around here?
Sheep?
Sheep herding?
Yeah.
No sheep herding that I know,
okay.
But they raise sheep.
Did you ever have anything to do with sheep when you were younger?
My dad raised some sheep a couple of times. But no, I didn't do anything
okay.
with them.
Do you know what those things that are called that you use to take the wool off of sheep with?
Sheep shear.
Yeah. Did you ever have to do that?
No.
Okay. I heard it's hard work, so maybe you should be glad.
Nowadays, they take the sheep to Fort Collins and have it done.
Okay.
Sell the wool.
And that's probably not by sheep shears anymore.
Probably not.
That's some big old razor or something, huh? Okay. Do you know what kinds of tools would be associated with ranchers? What ranchers would have to do to have to make a ranch work?
Fence stretchers.
Okay.
And batteries for your electric fences.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. Have you seen those?
I haven't seen the batteries. I've seen the electric fences.
I wonder if they're like big car batteries or something like that.
I don't know what kind of batteries
okay,
they are.
Okay, I never thought about that, electric fences.
Yeah, they have batteries.
All right. I didn't even know about electric fences.
Well, that's here the law is if you have cattle.
Uh-huh.
And a car comes down the road.
Uh-huh.
You have to, or you have some other cattle across the road or something, you have to fence them out. That guy across the road that letting his go, he don't have to fence his in. What do they call that? Open. Oh, open. Grazing or something like that.
I'm not familiar with that.
The outside is legal, and the inside has to be so they can't get inside.
Hmm. I'll have to look into that. I'm not familiar with that at all. You said you raised chickens when you were younger, or your parents did. Did you have a chicken house or a chicken coop or what?
Well, Mom had incubators in the basement.
Okay.
And we raised our own chickens.
Okay.
We had to go down and hand turn the eggs every day.
Okay.
And then they'd hatch out, and we had a brooder house with a heater, a big